Ireland has long had a reputation for its pub culture and its enjoyment of alcohol. But all too often, this love of drinking can end not just in drunkenness, but alcohol addiction. And that's where the problem begins. Surveys show that young people in Ireland do more binge drinking than any other country in Europe. And this practice is having a knock-on effect on people's health, sexual behaviour and relations within families. In response to these worrying statistics, the Catholic Church in Ireland has been at the forefront of initiatives urging the use of moderation when it comes to alcohol consumption. In a DVD released to coincide with this year's Lenten season, the bishops urge young people to respect themselves and stay free from the slavery of addiction to alcohol or drugs. The DVD, titled Find the Balance, Dare to Dream, has been distributed to hundreds of secondary schools throughout the nation. A group of teenagers recently held a discussion with Bishop Eamon Walsh, the Auxiliary Bishop of Dublin, about alcohol issues. They also discussed the new DVD and the impact it has had on them and their friends. John Taff is the coordinator of the Irish Bishops Initiative Against Drugs and Alcohol. He explains the thinking behind this latest DVD project and how the church is calling for moderation during this Lenten season.
Well, I had a drink with a friend of mine a week ago today. He was celebrating a month and a half too late, St. Paddy's Day. Well, I bought him around and he bought me around and a bouncer bought us another. What's an Irish boy from a good family?
The bishop's pastor letter last year asked for people to take up a challenge of refraining from alcohol and asking young people to drink moderately and take up that challenge. This year and this Lent week, we have brought out a DVD titled Find a Balance, Dare to Dream, and it went out to all schools, secondary schools in the whole of the country here in Ireland, and it was to raise discussion around refraining from alcohol, especially over the Lenten period, to refrain or to make decisions and personal choices to drink moderately because we have such difficulty around binge drinking. So I suppose the church's response is we're trying to work with young people, with parents, but also with the schools on a national level to see can we play a part in getting young people to make that personal choice to drink moderately or refrain from drinking until they're of the age to drink.
How badly is excessive alcohol consumption damaging Irish society? You know, what is the negative fallout from this problem?
I suppose the negative impact here in Ireland is really getting worse on the cost to health. Billions is being spent on health here, point of view. But also then there is the justice, like the local police here would talk about the majority of issues that they're addressing. Call-outs from local police would be to do with alcohol-related issues of violence, of drink driving, lots of issues like that.
Bishop Eamon Walsh, who's the Auxiliary Bishop of Dublin and the Vice Chair of the Church's Drugs and Alcohol Initiative, he met recently with young people. He had a discussion with them, didn't he, on alcohol issues. What were the main views of the young people that emerged during this discussion?
So many of the young people have said, I mean, advertisement was an issue that they feel are bombarded with advertisement around alcohol here. They talk about peer influences, talk about, you know, the amount of availability of money because the country is kind of has so much money over the last years with the Celtic Tiger that they have so much kind of spare money there to drink. An awful lot of different kind of facts came up through the evaluation, which they gave fed back to the bishop, and we're again feeding it into the national government that are kind of having kind of lobbying meetings and that around dealing with the issues of underage drinking and binge drinking among young people. I suppose the big things they talked about was peer pressures, advertisements, lack of facilities, boredom for young people. There was lots of issues came in, but I suppose one thing that came up as well was that their own moral views, they're lacking something in their lives, and I suppose the church here feels that what part can we play in that?
Sure enough, I drowned and I wound up at the pearly gates, where St. Peter said, you're drunk as hell and son, you should have ate. So he sent me back down to get a bite, but instead I bought another.
Well, we've heard the view of the adults and experts, but what about the young people themselves? Why do so many Irish teenagers indulge in binge drinking? And how do they feel about this whole issue? Niamh Coyne is a 17-year-old Catholic schoolgirl from near Dublin who took part in that meeting with Bishop Walsh and saw the DVD. She gives her feedback.
I thought it was really, really interesting because instead of it like preaching out to us, it actually showed us from a person's perspective how to keep in moderation and stuff like that, like their day-to-day lives and how an over-excess of alcohol could affect them. And it does make you think, because you kind of have to realise yourself that you can't just go out and drink as much as you like. There are consequences to it. It even affects everything that you do, you know, like it is very thought-provoking. It does make you realise that alcohol is better in moderation.
Another teenager who also saw the Bishop's DVD was 16-year-old Catherine Gardner from the same Catholic school. She too was enthusiastic about this initiative by the Catholic Church.
I think it was a brilliant initiative. It really got people talking and a good debate going, and I think that was the whole idea of it. Like, people were kind of speaking about the dangers. You know, you had different people from society representing different groups in society, and then you really saw the dangers and how you had to appreciate moderation and maybe abstaining if that's what your job or your social class meant.
Do you think, though, that in general it would be fair to say that many people, particularly the young, do think that drinking is kind of cool and glamorous?
Yeah, absolutely. It was sworn as a badge of honour in Ireland. You know, I can drink 21 pints and I can still stumble into school and my mum and dad won't catch me. The thing is, you need to kind of separate that from life and, you know, make that decision yourself that it isn't really that cool and recognise the dangers out there.
And do you know many people, perhaps within your school or within your area that you live, that do drink too much, who are, you know, perhaps regularly binge drink?
Absolutely. There's, I'd say 90% of Irish teenagers have had a drink by the time they're 15, and like more than that would even drink on a regular basis. My personal friends would even drink and be regular drinkers, but the thing is, they support me in my decision not to drink.
Like Niamh, Catherine is also a non-drinker. Probably not an easy decision in a nation like Ireland where heavy drinking is so common. She explains the reasons behind her choice.
It was a personal decision that I made because at the moment I'm 16 years old and I've my whole life ahead of me. I don't need drink to enjoy myself, and I think that's something that Irish people need to learn.
A lot of young people, though, talk about peer pressure when it comes to things like drinking or taking drugs. I mean, do you find sometimes that people are trying to persuade you to drink?
I think there is peer pressure, definitely, and I don't think it's anything we escape. But the thing is, you have to have enough kind of gumption yourself to turn around saying, well, no, it's something I don't want to do. And I think if your friends are your real friends, they'll support you in that and whatever decisions you make.
So let's try and find out a bit more from Niamh and Catherine about why they think so many of their young friends indulge in binge drinking. For her part, Catherine believes one of the main reasons is that Ireland's culture and social life is so drink-centred.
I think there's like a number of reasons. I suppose, firstly, because of the culture. You know, Irish people are renowned for drinking. It's known to be part of our culture. And it's always there. From the day you're born, you're surrounded by drink. At every family event, at every friend's party, at all these kind of occasions, it's all drink-centred. It's not about the occasion itself. Then also you have the whole advertising thing. And it's like every sports event, every school competition, everything in Ireland is sponsored by alcoholic companies. And, you know, you can't get away from that in Irish society. And I think that's where the problem lies.
In a country that has such a strongly rooted tradition of drinking alcohol, Niamh says peer pressure and advertising definitely play an important role in encouraging young people to hit the bottle.
I do think that although it's not as strong as it was, the peer pressure is still there. So many people do drink. So many teenagers are actually affected by drink that you know, it's unusual to find many people that would really call themselves like social drinkers or anything like that. So I do think that, you know, I'm lucky enough with the fact that my friends won't pressure me into anything that I don't want to do.
Do you know people you consider do have a drinking problem, but they're always binge drinking, they're actually drinking so much that they're being sick, they're throwing up afterwards?
Yes, I would. I wouldn't be extremely close friends with them, but I would know of them, and the ages would vary, which is what makes it so scary. You know, it could be girls of 12, 13 year old that you'd hear talking about it, about how drunk they got at the weekends. And then I'll also remember when we get our exam results over here, like for like say junior cert, it's a very big deal, and a lot of people that I knew, they'd come in the next day and I'd be like, oh, how was your night, like how did you celebrate? And they'd say, I don't remember. And you know, it really is very, very scary when you hear things like that.
But it's not just peer pressure and advertising that help encourage the young to binge drink. Niamh believes their parents and adults in general should set a good example to the young by practicing the virtue of moderation when it comes to alcohol.
I do think that a lot of the parents should be more aware of the fact that they drink and then they tell their kids that they can't drink. And it's not a good example. You know, you're contradicting yourself, because why aren't you allowed to do something when your parents can do it? So I do think that parents need to be more aware of the fact that you can't tell your child, don't do this, because they're going to want to do it more.
The Irish Church says what we tend to forget is that alcohol is a depressant drug capable of bringing about an addiction. Heavy drinking and being drunk often is seen as just harmless fun nowadays, especially among the young. But experts say the sobering reality is that alcohol addiction can tear a family apart and destroy a life.
Well, I bought him around and he bought me around, and a bouncer bought us another. What's an Irish boy from a good family doing in the gutter?
In that report, you heard the voices of two pupils from a Catholic school near Dublin, 17-year-old Niamh Coyne and 16-year-old Catherine Gardner. And you also heard at the beginning the voice of John Taff, the coordinator of the Irish Bishops' Initiative Against Drugs and Alcohol.